Instagram can sell posted photos. AT&T prevents illegal activity. It's been proposed that Google and Bill Gates created 2001-9/11. CNET forced by different governments in different ways. Google says users are not anonymous. We don't write checks to anybody. $500 a year based on the data you provide in early 2000s, and that's what you're getting. Opt into everything, opt in, opt in. Lobbyists have become a growing problem. Ms. Reitman is part of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. You should join that. What if you buy too much alcohol? Don't. In Walmart in Minneapolis, a man found out his daughter was pregnant because of email advertising. The next move that we are currently in with Digital Frontier is that we may change these conditions. We are going to share this information with third parties. We may share it with the government. We may look at your internet and phone traffic. We may look at your social networks. And by I say may, I mean we may. And there is no guarantee that this information won't be disclosed. Right now, there are 7.5 million users younger than 13 in the United States using social media. There are no social network sites because there is no privacy. Infinitimus Information Awareness Office is something trying to help. Hacktivist group Anonymous is also trying to help. A wiretap requires a court order and signed. So you cannot spy on somebody just because you want to or think that you, my friend, of little knowledge and no government experience going to the highest levels have any business spying on somebody else. This is a dream come true for the CIA to be like the NSA. All searches, still there is no de-itemized searched. Search number in Google 44016279. Anonymized by third party doctrine without giving the Fourth Amendment because students have rights too. And there is a gag order to unpopular people talking about unpopular things.